I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Hope Givers International Samuel Thomas's hearing's been delayed another 10 days. Hope Givers Michael Glenn says, though, there's another decision related to the registration that's in the courts today. It's pivotal because it's about their license to operate the orphanage, hospital, schools, and the seminary. At the moment, all of their assets are frozen, making operations very challenging. And the food crisis in the Caribbean is dire. Food for the Poor's Angela Loma says that's why they've gone to tilapia farming, which will continually move these communities toward self-sufficiency. The fish not only provide food, but also income. And tying their tilapia ponds into an outreach ministry is a natural fit because of the times Christ used fish to reach people in his ministry. Aloma adds, the word of God better enters the ear when the person is alert and well-fed. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Subscriptions to our monthly bulletin inserts are available to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Bliss.